This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar this morning.
I, Nitish Kumar, do solemnly affirm that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of India as by law established. I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of India. I will discharge my duties as the Chief Minister of the State of Bihar faithfully and to the best of my conscience. And I will do justice to all manner of people without fear or favor, affection or ill will, in accordance with the Constitution and the law.
Shuddh antakaran se nirvahan karunga.
Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered the oath of office in secrecy to him. The swearing-in ceremony was held at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan and several other top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers, including Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, took oath as ministers in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar on swearing in as the Chief Minister of Bihar today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Kumar is an experienced administrator with a proven track record of effective governance and wished him success for the new term. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the development of tribal communities and the development of the nation are complementary to each other. Addressing a function organized in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh today on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, the president said, "The contribution of tribal communities forms a glorious chapter in the history of India." She stated that tribal culture is our heritage and identity and it is our duty to preserve it.
छत्तीसगढ़ में लगभग एक तिहाई जनसंख्या जनजातीय समुदाय की है। राज्य एवं देश का विकास और जनजातीय समाज का विकास एक दूसरे के पूरक है। जनजातीय समुदाय का योगदान भारत के इतिहास का गौरवशाली अध्याय है। भारत लोकतंत्र की जननी है।
The Supreme Court today held that the court cannot impose any timelines for decisions of the President and the Governor on granting assent to bills under Articles 200, 201 of the Constitution. A five-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice B.R. Gavai unanimously held that it would be against the interest of federalism if the Governor, without following due process under Article 200 that empowers a Governor to provide assent to bills passed by Assembly, is allowed to withhold bills. The opinion came in response to a presidential reference seeking clarity on timelines for gubernatorial and presidential assent after a two-judge bench of the Supreme Court in the Tamil Nadu Bills case declared Governor R. N. Ravi's prolonged inaction on 10 bills as illegal and arbitrary and set a three-month deadline for presidential and gubernatorial approval of bills passed by the legislature for a second time. 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will open with a spectacular parade at 4 p.m. in Goa today. This is the first time that the festival is opening with a parade, replacing the traditional indoor opening ceremony. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, is inaugurating the Waves Film Bazaar at Panaji. He is joined by Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, renowned actors Bala Krishna and Anupam Kher, and other dignitaries. Our correspondent captures the excitement before the parade in this report.
The atmosphere is abuzz with lots of enthusiasm. The air is alive with the whispers of cinematic legends. The opening grand parade will be meandering through the picturesque streets of Panaji. A spectacle to behold, it will be showcasing India's rich film heritage through majestic tableaus from different states, including Goa. IFFI 2025 parade will be a grand opening to a grand festival.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.